Choosing your own name is the supreme act of self-creation. Wallace, the androgynous and unusual name she insisted on for herself, is a bold statement of identity. Wallace is saying not only, "This is who I am," but, "You will know no one else like me. Take me on my own terms." It was a credo she lived by. From the start, this woman fashioned herself as something strong, intriguing, distinctive. In taking such a name, she was constructing an identity, giving herself from a young age freedom that women of her era could not take for granted. She was displaying a contempt for tradition and the ordinary, which would be so crucial to her destiny. Having chosen her own name, she had to work hard to live up to it, to create a strong relationship with it. Although her surname changed many times, this name was one of the few constants in her life. "Hi, I'm Wallace," she would say when she entered a room. The name her parents chose for her was Bessie Wallace, to honour both her mother's beloved sister Bessie and her grandfather's illustrious friend Seven Teakle Wallace, an author and legislator, and in Baltimore, an important man. The latter had been imprisoned for a time during the Civil War, along with Wallace's grandfather, for supporting a call for secession from the Union, but was later appointed provost at the University of Maryland. Her own father, too, bore this man's name. His statue stands today at one end of Mount Vernon Square, the city's main plaza, overshadowed though it is by the imposing 178-foot-high monument of George Washington in the centre, the first erected in the first president's honour. But she soon jettisoned Bessie, describing it as a name fit only for cows. Wallace, however, was a man's name for a woman who could hold her own with men. Wallace was never a woman's woman. She wanted to be something out of the ordinary for a woman. She was funny, clever, smart, in both the English and American uses of the term. She wanted to pit her wits not against other women, but against men in a man's world. With her sharp understanding of appearances, she always knew the importance of a name. Of course, she had seen her mother change from Alice spelt A-L-Y-S to Alice spelt A-L-I-C-E. But that was subtle, gentle, barely noticeable. Choosing Wallace in her youth was as much part of her armour as the carefully selected designer clothes and decor of her middle years. When inviting friends to her third wedding, her husband-to-be, the ex-king, a man with even more names to accommodate, suddenly started referring to her as Mrs. Warfield. This was a name she had never owned, nor could claim any right to. She encouraged it, to shield the man she had dragged along in her wake. Defining herself by her name was one of the first acts of a young girl intent on controlling a cold and often unfriendly world. Whenever Wallace succeeded, she felt most at peace. But for much of her life, she was dependent on the charity of others, and this led to long bouts of unhappiness, to which she responded in a variety of ways. There is no birth certificate for Wallace. It was not a legal requirement at the time to have one in Pennsylvania, where she was born amid some secrecy and scandal, probably on the 19th of June, 1896. Nor was there a newspaper announcement of her birth. The place where she was born, however, is not in doubt. A small wooden building known as Square Cottage, at the back of the Monterey Inn, in the summer resort of Blue Ridge Summit. The Blue Ridge Summit community, at the top of the South Mountain at Monterey Pass, was in its heyday at the beginning of the 20th century, after the introduction of the railroad in 1872, a fashionable spa and holiday area. Blue Ridge Summit strays into four counties, two on the Pennsylvania side of the line and two on the Maryland side, and straddles the historic Mason-Dixon line, significantly giving Wallace aspects of both the South and North of the United States in her makeup. This was something she was to make much of later. Her parents had gone there, ostensibly to escape the heat of the Baltimore summer, and in the hope of improving her father's health, but also because they were in flight from disapproving families. In her memoirs, Wallace is vague about the marriage of her parents, the consumptive Teakle Wallace Warfield and the spirited, if flighty, Alice Montague, a marriage neither family wanted.